You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and it's really nice to meet you both and just to have your presence in the studio. I just wanted to start off with asking you if you could like tell us a bit about Loud and Queer, where it came from and what it's about.
You want to? Okay, sweet. Yeah, Loud and Queer came about from just
the Rising Voices movement a few years ago, which is from Grace Taylor. She's really big in the poetry community here in Auckland, and basically she got a lot of young people to kind of start creating
their own content.
Their own
and
content.
Their own stories.
A lot of us met through there.
Yeah.
And basically a lot of us were like, hey, we're all queer and we have all these experiences.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also have, like, that's all we have in common sometimes. And it's like, in terms of socioeconomic background, even though we have that, we're both queer, we have completely different experiences about what it's like to be queer in Auckland.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
So it's like a way for you guys to all kind of share your own experiences.
Yeah, and there's definitely that conflict because, like,
even in our show, yeah, there's five of us and we don't agree on
a lot of things.
A lot of things.
And that's only because we come from very different socioeconomic backgrounds. Mm. However, the thing is, we're all still very much queer and we're all still very much fighting towards the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's how we could, in the face of of difference,
still kind of connect.
Still kind of connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you use poetry within the show and also theatre, multimedia and comedy. So how does poetry mix in with these other two aspects, and why did you want to use poetry to begin with?
Because we're all poets.
To be honest, we're not so much... We're probably the somber, miserable type of the part of the show.
Yeah, definitely.
The other half, they do the comedy really well, but we're more like really morose and like... sad people.
And sad. However,
In terms of multimedia, yeah, we kind of incorporated a lot of our history and background, like what we were like when little kids. Because you see us now as adults, it's like, oh, we're on this part of our journey. But then you don't see the three-year-old who's like, I don't want to wear dresses and skirts.
Yeah. And like, it's very easy when you're like older to like wear your queerness on your sleeve and have that be the only thing defining you, which often leads to a lot of people forgetting that you're human and you've been through a shit ton of shit. And,
so is this performance kind of like redefining yourselves, kind of taking a step away from what other people are wanting to kind of label you as being and saying, no, this is who we are. We're more than just this.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, like, we came into it and there's this whole idea of like, you kind of see queer shows like, oh, we're miserable about coming out, our parents hate us, hear how we feel about religion. But if you actually, like, in our show, it's, we kind of turn that whole thing upside down, because some of us are like queer and Christian, and some of us come from really loving families, and like some of the issues that some of us don't even have that whole thing where, oh, it was a big deal that we came out. It was like, oh yeah, I came out when I was 14, my sister was gay too, whatever.
Yeah, it's that thing of validating more stories to make people feel more comfortable in their skin, and it's really messy. It really is, because
the queer community is not a monolith. Like,
yeah, it really isn't, and the queer community often at times isn't as united or like bright and vibrant as we like to think that we are.
Not what a lot of people think.
Yeah,
definitely.
Cool. Awesome. And you, the show is a part of the Auckland Pride Festival.
Yeah.
So what does the Auckland Pride Festival mean to you guys?
It's kind of weird for us because we're proud of the Pride Festival, but we're also kind of like, we don't believe in the Pride Festival. We're kind of like the alternate story. Like, you have all these Pride parades and Rainbow Tech, like, corporations, but for some of us, we don't have safe streets, we don't have welcoming homes, so it's almost like the priority of the queer community is, like, out of whack for us, and that's kind of what we wanted to say in our show.
It's not something people think about, like, yeah.
Definitely. 'Cause it's easy to smile and, like, make face and, like, run a beautiful parade that a lot of people can come and spectate and make themselves feel good, like
they share, like, they share solidarity, but they don't share bread. They have rainbow filters, but they, for example, like, we have people who walk on the Pride Parade who are politicians, but then they voted against the marriage equality bill. And people say, oh, hey, but that's not, like, what the people who voted for us are for. But I'm like, then why are you on the Pride Parade?
So there's an image aspect of it as well, making a presence, like, but not really.
You
don't
definitely
vote with it.
Yeah.
You don't speak with your money. You don't.
Yeah, it's just that thing. It's just lulling people in to get that vote or to get them likes or to get that credibility, whatever it may be. But after the Pride Parade is done and the festival is over,
we go on with our lives.
Queer people have to go back to their often gloomy lives. And
it's not always gloomy.
It's not always gloomy. Like, it's fucking great. Like, life is great. I'm alive. I'm walking. I totally got to have breakfast at Shaker Isles this morning. Like, great thing.
But there's more to it. There's more depth.
Yeah.
Cool. Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Manu and Nate, for popping in this morning and talking about Loud and Queer. It sounds, you've really given me a lot more insight into things that I wasn't aware of. So I think it's great how, if anything, this is gaining more self-awareness and more depth to, what it is like to be queer and live in this world.
So
thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if people want to get involved, they can. It's going to be at the Basement Theatre from the 14th until the 17th of February. Tickets are going to be $15 to $20. And I wish you guys all the best. And keep on writing poetry and being you. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.